and you had children?
Yes.
What were they?
First a boy, who's mm-hmm. going to be 52, and then a daughter who is going to be 49.
Uh-huh, okay. And you have a sister?
I have two sisters, one older, Margot, and one 7 years younger, who was born here in El Paso. Mm-hmm.
Your sister's son would be what to you?
My nephew.
Uh-huh. And your mother's brother would be your
uncle.
Uh-huh. In the old days, was there a difference in what you would call a woman versus a man teacher?
In college, no, they were professors. No, I can't think.
In the Northwest, see, they have, there's a distinction. If it was a woman, it would be a woman teacher. And then a man would just be a teacher. Can you believe that?
Oh, my. Well, see, I'm not into this this bisexual thing. I think it's disgusting. I think they're men and I think they're women. And male and female, that's how I go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, a man who stands up for the groom at a wedding is the...
best man.
Uh-huh. And the one of the women who stands up with the bride, but she's not the maid of honor. She's one of the...
bridesmaids.
Uh-huh. And people who are related to you are your...
cousins? Or no, well, relations.
Okay. And people who are not related to you?
Friends.
Okay.
Some are acquaintances. There's a difference there.
Yeah, there is. could you give me a word picture of your house? Like, starting, you come in the front door and what do you see?
A very informal combination living room, dining room.
Mm-hmm.
And then you proceed on to this kitchen and breakfast room. There's a hallway off where the three bedrooms off the hallway and a bath, and then another bath off the back bedroom.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Also has a carport, and then we built that addition to the carport, but it's really an old filling station.
Oh my gosh.
That was brought in here by Hans McKinney. You know, he used to have you heard of Hans McKinney?
Mm-hmm.
He has that wrecking yard. He used to. It's down right across the highway of the freeway from UTEP.
Mm-hmm.
And he put one of these shades at a friend's house. And I thought it was so neat. We went down there and he had this one and one other in his junkyard. So he brought it out on a big, big crane.
Mm-hmm.
And set it down in some cement, and there it's been. That completed our home.
There's all the things, like the table and the chairs, all of those things are referred to collectively as?
Furniture.
Uh-huh. And the big piece of furniture that a lot of people can sit on is called the?
A sofa, okay. Or a divan.
Mm-hmm. Is there a difference between a sofa and a couch?
I wouldn't think so.
You would call it a sofa, though.
I'd be inclined to call it a sofa.
Okay. This thing that we can look out of is the...
window?
Mm-hmm. And the window's made out of...
glass?
Yep.
All right.
I don't see any, but there are some shades on rollers that you might have to cover a window. Do you know a name for those?
We did call them shades.
Mm-hmm.
You pull them down.
Uh-huh, exactly.
And
yeah.
That was a shade in uh-huh. my day.
Okay, great. So many people don't even know what that is.
You're kidding.
No. There aren't a lot of those, I guess, at least in
yeah, there are not many of them anymore, I don't
uh-huh.
think.
Uh-huh. What kinds of houses do you find in El Paso?
Well,